Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yes, it is Stump the Millennial. Today we're paying for a $50 Corner Bakery gift card. Brighten your day with kitchen-crafted, artisan-inspired food made by real cooks for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy all your favorites safely delivered right to your door. Corner Bakery gift card. All right. We have Jack Fritz is the millennial. We have Don from Roxborough. What's up, Don?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well. All right. So, Don, we're going to ask Jack Fritz a question. He's going to mull it over. You'll decide whether or not he gets it correct or if we stump the millennial. So you got to decide. If you're right, you win the prize. Make sense?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Hang on. All right, Fritz. I was trying to decide which question to ask you. Did I wanted to give you a really difficult one?
Okay.
Or did I want to give you, because like there's a question of who the most popular mom is according to a website. But I feel like you might get that correct. So I'm going to ask you this one.
Yeah.
All right. Sophia Petrillo was Dorothy's mom on what show? I'm going to give you a couple multiple choice answers here.
I would not do that.
No?
No.
No, I think you should definitely do that.
Yeah, because I don't think he has any chance. Is it Mama's Family, The Golden Girls, The Beverly Hillbillies, or Maude?
That's not a show.
Think about it. It is a show.
Maude is a show.
Maude?
Yes.
Did it sell? I mean, who would ever
buy
a show
very popular.
Called Maude?
And then there's Maude. All right, hang on a second.
Yeah, these are the type of shows that we watch.
Yes.
Maude?
These are the losers that we are. Don of Roxborough. Don? Do you think Jax gets it correct, or do we stump the millennial?
So I was not confident that he was going to get it right prior to you asking the question, and he has not instilled much faith in me. I'm also a 27-year-old, and I don't even know the shows that you just named, so
uh-oh.
I'm going to say no.
Well, he's got a 25% chance, Don, so hang on a second.
I think he does.
Well, Jack, Sophia Petrillo.
Don't let me down.
Dorothy's mom. What was the show? Mama's Family, The Golden Girls, The Beverly Hillbillies, or Maude?
Well, I don't think I'm going to answer Maude because I'm pretty sure it's not a real show.
It is a real show.
Dorothy, listen, I'm just going to go process of elimination here. It sounds like a mom from the show Beverly Hillbillies.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Was that one of the answers?
It was.
Oh.
So I guess I got it wrong.
And Jack, you got it wrong. Don, you win.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Jack, I would have been right there with you, man.
I'm surprised you didn't get this one, Jack.
All right, Don, hang on a second, buddy.
All right, hold on. What were the shows called again?
Mama's Family.
Never heard of it.
The Golden Girls.
Yeah, well, I thought they're all old people, so like they wouldn't have moms, right? Because the moms would be dead.
Sophia Petrillo was the mom of Dorothy. So yes. she was like probably 70 or 80. And then
she was
Dorothy,
actually the youngest of the group.
Yes.
But played the mom.
Estelle Getty.
Oh, see, that's a trick question.
No, we all know who the hell Sophia Petrillo is. And as much as John talks about Golden Girls being on one of his favorite shows.
I would have thought you would have
known.
That's
why I thought you were going to win. Once he said he was going to give you the multiple choice, that's why I thought you would have
gotten. Yeah, right. I just don't think of Golden Girls and think of a TV mom, you know, because like they're okay. All old. Right?
Oh, yeah. And Mama's Family, you would think, but the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Sophia Petrillo?
I've seen Beverly Hillbillies, I think.
You do realize there was, it was a mom in there.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It was granny. Yes.
Did they have an Italian last name? I can't tell you I watched a lot of it.
The name Dorothy.
What, for Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah.
No, Clampett was their last name.
Yeah.
Clampett.
Well, you had Jed Clampett.
Jed, yeah.
He had his son and daughter. Or they were either cousins. And then you had his mother. But he didn't have a wife there.
Right. Yeah, I watched the Beverly Hillbillies like anybody else.
Oh, man, loved it.
Yeah. Mom, so the connection between Maude and the Golden Girls, there was a lot of the Rue McClanahan was on that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Dorothy was on it.
Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence. And then you have Mama's Family, mm-hmm. which I hated that show.
Love Mama's Family.
Did you really?
Bud.
Because I was he a looked
big,
like a bud.
Yeah, I was a big, well, who didn't love Carol Burnett and all that back then?
Yeah,
and like you said, that was all. They were all kind of intertwined.
Yes, they were.
As sort of an ensemble in some facet. So, I was.
I like Bud's wife.
Yeah, yeah. And whatchamacallit, Mama's Family was a spinoff, right? From was it a spinoff from Carol Burnett or something?
I don't.
Or was Vicki Lawrence on Carol Burnett?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think it was.
And they played those old lady characters on that show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and that too. So it was. I don't know if it was "quote unquote" a spinoff, but it was definitely.
But that's
really,
where it came from. Yeah. See, I knew that. Yeah,
because that's Mama's Family was never on any of the major networks. That mm-hmm. was a syndicated show, so you would get that on like in Philly. I think that was on Channel 17.
Yep, and we got it down there in Ohio, Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, everybody knows a good theme song too.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's Family. All right, let's get back to the phones here. We'll go to Sean. Still time to qualify for these for the great gift from Mark's Jewelers for Mother's Day. Sean in Wilmington. Sean, how are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
What's up, Sean?
Hi, Sean.
I'm doing great. How you doing, Ike?
Good, brother.
Hey, look, I want to talk a little Eagles trap, but the first thing I want to say is, when is Joe Girardi going to bench himself?
Well, probably not anytime soon, but maybe he should consider doing something like that, right?
I mean, he's had every right to bench everybody he has, but he needs to bench his damn self.
Well, listen, he needs to stop making mental errors, right? I mean, you can deal with – you're always going to be able to look in a game and say, I disagree with this move, I disagree with that move, but you can't
make – can't have brain cramps out there.
No, you can't do that. That's not acceptable.
Sir, he's lost his marbles.
Well, I hope not. I hope not. So, what about the Eagles?
Hey, Ike, what I want to tell you about the draft
– Yes.
You know, when you go back to 2017, we definitely were not the most talented team. How we won the Super Bowl is beyond me. But I think it was sometimes like hard work and dedication takes over talent. And if you see what they did, I think there was like 7 out of their draft picks were team captains. And they haven't had that since, you know, they lost Chris Long. You know, they lost Jenkins, you know, and they haven't had, you know, people to take over the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah, no, listen, I think they drafted some good young men with good character that maybe you have some foundation pieces. Here's what I'll tell you, Sean. At this level, they have to produce. All that captain in college and all of that stuff, like at the pro level, you have to produce if you want your words to be heard from your teammates. Like, you have to go out there and produce. All that, the rah-rah yelling without production, that falls on deaf ears.
Right. You're right about that. But I just think we got some really character guys that are
real
ready to put the work in, and that's what it's about, putting the work in.
You're right, Sean. Listen, that's a start, and it's much needed.
Sean, you ready for the TV mom trivia?
Go ahead.
All right, the mom on Happy Days, Mrs. C. What was her first name?
Mrs. C. Carol Cunningham.
Is it Carol? It is not. Joe DeCamera's favorite show ever.
Hold on.
Happy Days.
Shut his hole.
What was her name? Because the dad is Howard.
Howard Cunningham. Yep.
Howard Erskine.
Not Howard Erskine.
What's the mom?
Starts with an M.
M. Yes, Merritt, not Meredith. Marion.
Correct.
Marion,
yes.
Yeah, Marion, yes. Man.
There you go.
I was really stuck. Yeah, I needed that extra hint you gave me.
Yeah.
I needed that. Yeah.
You a Happy Days guy?
I liked Happy Days. Yeah.
I mean, so that's early 80s, right? Mm-hmm. Happy Days is early 80s.
Late 70s, early 80s,
yeah. Because there were shows late 70s, early 80s that I liked more. Like, I liked Different Strokes more than I liked Happy Days, and that was the same era of...
Yeah. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Right. Just I was about to say Laverne and Shirley I like better than Happy Days.
Squiggy and Lenny.
They were the best. But Happy Days, like, is a better show, like cinematically or whatever. The experts will say Happy Days is a better show than Different Strokes or Laverne and Shirley, but I like those shows better.
Yeah, the Fonz.
Hey. Yeah, that's true. It's a spinoff, Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
Because the Fonz was there.
Yep.
And remember the neighbor for the other neighbor for Carmine Ragusa, the big ragu in Laverne and Shirley? Then they moved to Los Angeles and
Carmine,
he
yes.
came out there with the big ragu.
Yes. Good shows, man.
It's a good show. Yeah. It's a good show. Let's go to Wade in Chester. It's not that Wade in Chester. It's Wade in Chester. Wade, what's up?
Yo, what's up, y'all?
What's up, Wade?
I was with the rock, paper, scissors shoot thing. I'm not like how I like to use that, man, with my friends and stuff, like when we pick places to eat or like my girlfriend want to go somewhere. But I don't do like just single rock, paper, scissors. I do the best out of three. Make it
yes.
competitive.
Yeah.
So,
that's really the only way you can play,
you
though,
can't
right?
Do it
right? You can't do it once.
Yeah, I got to do best out of three. And yes. it helps a lot. And I was going to ask y'all a question, right? With the draft being up, it's for all three of y'all. Like, okay, you know how Micah from Harrisburg, and he got drafted by the Cowboys. Then the Giants drafted a dude from Chester, a running back, in, like, them areas. And, like, my girl asked me, because we were watching the draft, she's like, what if they, like, draft one of your family like members? Would you cheer for them? Like, so what would you do, Ike, if your kid got drafted by the Cowboys or the Giants? Or what are our rivals, our division rivals? And you too, Mark, like, what would you do if you're, like, cousin
listen,
or something? You
listen.
Jack, your best friend or something. Like, no, I mean, I would be happy they got drafted, but I can't buy a jersey. Like, would you buy a jersey?
You're damn right I'm going to have a jersey.
And so would you,
Wade, if your kid got drafted by the Cowboys, I'm going to get a Cowboy jersey. Sorry.
I'm mad about saying that. I got this feeling in my stomach because I thought you were mad because you bleed green.
I bleed green, but my blood is my blood, and where he goes, I'm going with him.
I'm like, dang, when I said it, I'm like, man, what is the water thicker than the blood? Because, you know, blood thicker than water. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not wearing that stuff. But I admit, I can't do it. I can't even wear a Giants hat, a Cowboys hoodie. I can't wear none of that stuff. So, like, if I don't, I'm really.
Well, I hope not. I can't wear that either. But if my son,
yeah.
if my, my
yeah.
child is in on the team, I'm certainly rooting for him.
Yeah, I'm past cool points, Wade. I'm keeping it real with you. If a relative of mine, particularly my child, gets drafted by a team, I don't give a damn what team I rooted for coming up. I can still root for that team. What I'm going to do, root against my kid?
I'm not rooting against him.
Why can't you root for him personally, but the team fails?
Absolutely. I want him to be great, but I'm not wearing his shirt.
We got a Super Bowl, Wade. Come on, man.
All right, Wade, TV moms. What TV mom moved to Manhattan's Upper East Side with her son Lionel and her husband George?
Different Strokes.
Oh, wow.
Different Strokes. It is not Different Strokes.
Oh, I'm
strokes.
Disappointed in you,
it
man,
is
Wade.
Not Different Strokes, Wade.
What is he, like 25, 26?
He's a little younger, yeah.
Got to be younger. Someone's Louise Jefferson, man.
It's Louise Jefferson, yes.
Yes. Now, I will say this. If my son chose to go to the University of Michigan, then he's out. He's out.
Wow.
He's out.
Because he chose and he wasn't drafted by
exactly.
a team.
Exactly. That's a difference.
All right. I can't believe that was a serious question.
Yo, man.
Well, some people, yeah, you know.
I know. I mean, the love way.
Well, I mean, Jack, listen, if you claim to be a Philly guy, you would disown your child if he didn't refuse.
Right.
You should sit out.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to sit here on the air and be like, yeah, I'm out. My kid, it's too bad. He's playing for the Cowboys. I'm rooting against him.
I'm out. Hope he gets hurt. Stuff him.
Pick. Right.
That's funny.
I would say this.
I just love how long he clearly mulled over the question.
Yeah.
Like, he calls every day. He could have brought that
now,
any
now the
day.
Good thing is, the good thing is I don't believe Elijah's getting drafted by the Cowboys. Secondly, I would not go through the whole, I need to turn my house into a Cowboy house.
No.
No, I would not do that.
No, but you support your job.
Doubt me, I'm there.
Yeah, like Micah Parsons loved the Cowboys, so he's.
It worked
he's,
out for
Yeah,
him.
He's happy. I'm just glad he's not a. Another rat Cowboy fan.
Listen, I don't get the parent that who is fortunate enough to have their child be a professional athlete that is somehow not playing for the team that you liked or loved growing up, but he's playing for a rival and somehow you're conflicted. How about this? Grow up. Go support your kid 100%.
Damn right. Text line, Jack. What do we got?
Text line.
These draft picks all sound like character guys, but please don't tell me Sirianni cried. Please. Oz from Warminster.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
Yeah, we kind of let that go when he said that. I didn't want to focus in on that, but...
Also, could have been they told him a lie that he was crying to make him feel better.
That's a good point by you.
I mean, I just... could I see Sirianni crying? Yep.
But you know who was the most excited about that, though, hearing the coach cry?
Who? Dillard. Oh, yes.
Got something in common.
So like, see, not just me.
It's okay.
All right, what's next?
Who's having a worse Philly tenure? The manager who messed up the lineup card, had the mound visit snafu, and has trouble with the double switch? Or the producer that didn't know 56, had the Boreanaz debacle, and missed the song in the open today? Tom from Abington.
Jack.
Yeah, what was that?
What song is you missing?
No, I didn't miss anything.
We had a different song than we normally
do. No, what happens was, as I played the open was there, the cut ran past the length of the bed, so I put another bed underneath it to not make it dead air right after the cut was done.
I didn't even notice it.
What was the cut?
It was Fransky in L.A. talking about and Yael De Los Santos thing. So it was too long. It went past the length of the bed, so I had to play a different music bed underneath.
So that was actually good producing by Jack.
Correct. Good job, Tom.
All right. I told you, Tom from Abington. What's next?
Herb works like he talks. Slow. Dave waiting in line at the Jenkintown Acme.
Yeah, we talked to Herb. He was headed to the doctor today, but there has been sightings of him at the Acme slicing deli meat and cheese, and we have a picture of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's next?
Happy Cinco de Mayo, John and Ike. Who is the best Philly athlete to ever wear number 5? Nick in Delaware.
Oh, we didn't even mention Cinco de
Mayo. We didn't even go there with Cinco de Mayo today, man.
Who would the other 5s be that would be, obviously...
Burrow.
Burrow's
wow,
a 5.
Went straight to Pat the Bat, huh?
Nappy,
where's number 5?
Yep.
I thought he was 15.
No, that was Dick Allen, but Dick Allen got retired.
Right.
He went from 34, which got retired because of Doc, 15, retired because of Dick Allen,
right,
to 5, which Pratt Burrell's not getting retired.
Let me tell you this. Do you realize the fact that Nap pitches when Nap catches when Eflin is pitching?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen Nap but once this year.
He's a double switcher at the end of the games. He's playing first base last night because they had to double switch Hoskins out of the game.
Yeah, good job, Joe.
Well, he does it. He does it because he can't get two back. You can't lose both your catchers, so he has to put Knapp in the game. And
yeah, believe me,
first.
I always hear that you can't lose both catchers. And how many times has it happened in the last 10 years where the original catcher got hurt? It's crap. Never happens.
Wait till it does happen. The shows after that.
Well, I mean, listen, believe me, he's done it this year to where he didn't double switch and he pinch hit Knapp and or Real Muto, and they had one. I mean, everybody's an emergency catcher. It's not ideal to have to put him in, but what's next?
I want to take back thanking Ike Reese for his service. Did I say that? Steve Urkel from Los Angeles.
Why? Because I might have been a little too old for Urkel when it came out.
Yeah.
That was not in my wheelhouse
wanting
to sit around and watch a guy in suspenders.
No.
Right?
No, like it was only funny because he was a...
funny looking.
Yeah, like he was a nerd and like, I mean, no, like you had said earlier, I didn't really like Family Matters. I watched it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I
checked it out, but I wasn't rushing home to see it or trying to make sure I watched it every Friday night.
You did not
night.
Go out on Friday night because right. like, no, I'm not going on that date. Family Matters is on at 8 o'clock. What's next?
In 2018, at least I was defending a first-time manager making mistakes. Last night was Joe Girardi's 1,872nd game as a manager. If you are defending this and not losing faith, start using your eyes. Joe and New Hope.
Oh, he is the top Gabe defender.
Yep. And he'll be coming up next with leading off as the Phils look for 3 in a row against the Brewers. Our Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is around the corner. Shop for the mom in your life and show her just how much she means to you with a gift from my friends at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com. And we actually have the necklace from Mark's Jewelers. It's called the Center of Your Life Diamond Necklace. You can get that at Mark's Jewelers. They are the home team. Again, check them out, marks-jewelers.com. They're located on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Do we want to take one more to see if we can get a qualifier, Jack? Let's do one,
yeah,
more.
One more.
Dominic and Cherry Hill. Dominic, you don't even have to talk about Joe Girardi. I have a question for you.
All right, I love it. Let's go, guys.
All right. The this is according to, I got to find it on my sheet here. This is according to MeTV. The top-ranked TV mom is who? I'm going to give you four choices. Lucy, okay. Ricardo, Lucy, Marion Cunningham, Carol Brady, or Claire Huxtable. According to MeTV, this is the top-ranked TV mom.
I'm going to go with Carol Brady, the Brady Bunch.
Carol Brady is correct.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, Dom. All right, you qualify. That means you have to pick from the winners there, Jack Fritz.
Right.
So go ahead and do that and tell us who gets it.
Claire Huxtable should have got it.
Yeah, I would. Because that was a better show. I mean, listen, the Brady Bunch was fun to watch, but that show. What? And actually, the Blue Meanie checked in. The Brady Bunch added somebody late. Cousin Oliver came in to try to help the ratings.
You're actually right, Cousin Oliver. Yeah, that's really when I was out.
And that was terrible.
That was terrible.
Oliver was.
They
the
always
worst.
Bring the kid in.
It's always the kid.
Who was on that list? Who'd you say?
Huh?
Who was on the list of the top four moms?
Oh,
it was Lucy, mm-hmm.
which is and that her last name was Ricardo.
Yes.
Ricky Ricardo.
Yes.
Yes.
Also hosts here.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
AKA
Ricky Ricardo, Marion Cunningham, Ricardo. Carol Brady or Claire Huxtable. Carol Brady. So
yeah.
Yeah, so
and those would be my top two.
Jack, do we have a winner? You're going to be doing
So, yeah. I'm going with Sean and Bluebell. He ripped my Mad Mike, which is good, very passionate, also got it right. So Sean Bluebell is the winner of the Mark's Jewelers necklace.
There you go. All right. Ike, three in a row tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you, kind of. All right, so it's a day game tomorrow. We're on after the game, and Joe Giglio's up next, and he's going to take you up until the game with leading off. So we'll talk to you then. Everybody have a great night. See ya.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.